Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's see if we can get a singer up here to sing us a song or two. Brother Bobby.
Precious memory, unseen angel, send him somewhere to my soul. How they linger ever near me, and a scale pass unfold. Precious memory, how they linger, how they ever flood my soul. In the stillness of the midnight, precious season fold. Precious Father, loving mother, fly across the lonely years, and oh, home then of my childhood, in found memory and tears, precious memory, how they linger, how they ever flood my soul. In the stillness of the midnight, precious season fold. In the stillness of the midnight, echoes from the past I hear old time singing, gladness bringing from that lovely land somewhere. Precious memory, how they linger, how they ever flood my soul. In the stillness of the midnight, precious scattered seeds unfold. I remember mother praying, Father to on bended knee. Sun is sinking, shadows falling, but the prayer still falls me. Precious memory, how they linger, how they ever flood my soul. In the stillness of the midnight, precious scattered seeds unfold. As I travel on life's pathway, not what the years may hold. As I ponder, hope grows fonder, precious memory floods my soul. Precious memory, how they linger, how they ever flood my soul. In the stillness of the midnight, precious scattered seeds unfold. Some glad morning we shall see Jesus in the air, coming after you and me, all the joys we share. What a joy there will be when the saints shall rise, heaven for that jubilee underneath the sky. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting, on a happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the sky. Sing now, almost must see, all the saints are dead, rising for that jubilee just ahead. In the twinkling of an eye, changes will to be, all the living saints who fly to that jubilee. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting, on a happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the sky. When we all most heavenly host will begin to sing, singing in the Holy Ghost, how the bells will ring. Me and there will join the song when the nail shall be, praising Christ through all alone, heaven jubilee. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting, on a happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the sky. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting, on a happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the sky.
Thank you, Brother Bubba. Mr. Miller. This song fell on my heart today. Was you there when they crucified my Lord? Was you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, sometimes it makes me tremble, tremble, tremble. Was you there when they crucified my Lord? Was you there when they nailed him to the cross? Was you there when they nailed him to the cross? Oh, sometimes it makes me tremble, tremble, tremble. Was you there when they nailed him to the cross? Was you there when they crucified my Lord? Was you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, sometimes it makes me tremble, tremble, tremble. Was you there when they crucified my Lord? Was you there when they nailed him to that cross? Was you there when they nailed him to the cross? Oh, sometimes it makes me tremble, tremble, tremble. Was you there when they nailed him to the cross? Sister Mary, she wore golden chain. Sister Mary, she wore golden chain. Sister Mary wore golden chain. Ain't no links in Jesus' name. No hiding place down here. There's no hiding place down here, down here. There's no hiding place down here. Well, they mounted to the rock, behind their face, the rock cried out, no hiding place, no hiding place down here. There's no hiding place down here, down here. There's no hiding place down here. Well, they run to the rock to hide their face. The rock cried out, no hiding place, no hiding place down here. I'm going to pitch my tent in the old campground. I'm going to pitch my tent in the old campground. I'm going to pitch my tent in the old campground. Give old Satan no less ground, no hiding place down here. There's no hiding place down here, down here. There's no hiding place down here. Well, they run to the rock to hide their face. The rock cried out, no hiding place, no hiding place down here.
Well, thank you, Sister Millie.
Good evening to everyone. And greetings in Jesus' name. Let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we open your word tonight, we ask for the Holy Spirit to be with us so that the words that are spoken are yours and not mine. That, Father, everything is according to your will and your way, because you are our Lord and Savior. It is your power that we walk by, Father. Nothing within ourselves, except we love you, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. I'll be with us throughout this evening, Father. We pray for those that are not with us tonight, for whatever reason it may be. We know we have some, Father, that are not in church tonight because they're sick. But, Father, may the Holy Spirit work with them. Let them know that there is one that will supply their every need, whatever that need may be, that they can have healing. But, Father, they need to be in his house. His house is a house of prayer. You know, the Lord went in to the temple, chased all the money changers and things out, and he let them know that his house is a house of prayer, that they had made it a den of thieves. And Father, we're asking for the Holy Spirit to bring some here, to check things out here, to follow us as we go through thy word, so that everything is according to your will and your way. Be with me now, Father, and let the Holy Spirit speak through me this night. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, this morning we was in John 16. I've got one that's called in tonight because he's at work. But kind of surprised him this morning when he came in. He didn't know I was going to call on him to preach. He had no idea. But he found out where I had left off, and he picked up with John 16. Tonight we're going to be looking at John 17. Because we keep things in God's word and with him, and I want you to learn what is really needed in order for you and I to be able to walk as a child of the living God and be ready and prepared for his coming for the church. And that, I am sure, is not far off. It's closer than we think. And we all better be getting ready and doing everything we can do to get our friends and our family into the church so that none are lost. Because those that are not ready is going to be left behind. They're going to wind up in hell. And then that lake of fire that will burn forever, and the worm never dies. But there's things you and I have to do in order for us to make it. So as we look at 17 here now, I'm going to be reading through probably, several verses here, and then we'll back up on them. It says, these words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me. For they are thine, and all mine are thine. And thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep thou thine own name, those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. Now, you know, I'm going to stop here reading, back up here just a minute. Because, you see, actually, this 17th chapter is really where we should be getting and calling our Lord's Prayer. Now, there's another place in the Bible that gives us another prayer that mankind has picked to be the Lord's Prayer. But the reason I'm saying this is because, you know, first, 26 verses, this is the real Lord's Prayer. But it's often called the high priestly prayer of Christ, because he prays first for himself. And we know that, because we, as we read it, we see that. and then for his own. He prays for himself first, and then he prays for the 12 that the Father gave to him as his disciples. And then he prayed for all who will believe. That means you and I. All that will believe in him. He done an awful lot of praying, didn't he? Well, as we read, we seen and heard that. And he started out there with himself there in verse 1. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son may also glorify thee. We are to be doing everything to give glory unto our Lord and Heavenly Father. That's our purpose here on this earth right now. And it should be our only purpose. Because unless it is, you're going to miss making heaven your home. He gives it to us. He gives it to us straight. He pulls no punches. He's letting us know exactly. And as we go on here now, verse 2, he says, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. He's speaking here of himself. He's speaking about the Father, because the Father's the one that gave it to him. And now he is passing this on to those 12, plus also to you and I, and has been for down through the years, and will be until the day of the Lord does return for his church. And then stop and think. Look what kind of shape the world is in right now. It's in a horrible shape. All kinds of things going on that should not be going on. And a lot of our churches has fallen and fallen short, been deceived, and still deceiving many others. The sicknesses and diseases now that is going around the world and not just locally or individually. Our economy is worse than it has been in many, many, many years. You see, I came along just as we was coming out of the first great recession, 1929. I come along in 33, and we were just beginning then to see betterment. I could hear my mother and dad talk about it, how things had been. And then we had World War II, another bad period, but it still wasn't even like this. That was a war, but economically, it was handled a lot better than this has been handled. Yes, we had gas stamps. You had to have stamps to get gas. You had to have stamps to get a lot of groceries. But it was all there. They just controlled it because they didn't know what would come. But that wasn't as bad as what's going on today. According to what we're being told, of course we know that a lot that we're being told are lies. because our government don't want us to know the truth of what they're doing and what they are up to. They right now are close, real close, to bringing in socialism into our country. And if our churches and our Christian people don't come together and get busy, get out here and share God's word, and stand up and let their voices be heard against what's going on, you're right now on the eve of losing your freedom. And when I talk about losing your freedom, I'm talking about losing freedom to the extent that you'll even be told what you can say, what you can't say, where you can work. You'll be told where to work. You'll be paid what they want to give you, which won't be very much. Because you see, when it comes to that type of government and affairs, that's for the very, very, very rich. And they will carry all the power. And your freedom of worshiping God will be gone. You'll not be able to worship Him. We'll be once again treated just like the 12 apostles were. You'll be jailed and killed. And you won't have to be an apostle to get it. All you have to be is one that believes in Jesus and tries to live that kind of life. Things can be changed if we will all come together and all do our part and do everything we can do. And we need to be doing this, especially during this election. Because if we don't change things this election, we have lost. Think about it. And look at the ones we've got in government right now. Local government as well as our federal government. We've got people in our local government that don't need to be there. We've got people in our federal government that sure don't need to be there. Because they're the ones that's going to bring in socialism. And we'll not be able to meet like this. Because if we did, we'd be jailed. All of us. And a lot of us would be killed. So we best get right and be ready in case the Lord does come and come quickly. Or we go to meet Him. You better be ready to meet Him either way. If you want to make heaven your home, and I do. I sure don't want to be left back here. And I'm not going to give Him up. So, what I will end up going through, I don't know. I know what I can go through because the Bible tells me. But you know, the thing about it is, if we are walking with Him, and He with us, and we are living in and by His word, we have nothing to fear because we're not by ourselves. He's right there with us. And He'll give you the courage to stand just as He did with the apostles. all of the apostles died a martyr's death. They were all killed except one. Think about it. Because they would not give in and they would not quit. But so many today are giving in to the ways of this world and Satan because they don't want to take the time to stay in God's word, stay walking with him. You've got too much of this world out here that they want, and too much of their own ways they're wanting, instead of doing what God has asked of them to do. His word is filled with asking you and I to spend our days and our nights with him in his word and walking with him. Now, he goes on here in 3 and he says, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Well, we know that God sent him. We know he was his son. We know that he was with him before he created the heaven and the earth. But so were you and I. Uh-oh. Try to get somebody to believe that. But yet so were we. Do you think that you just started existing when your mother and dad came together? They came together all right, but who put you there? The Lord God, our Heavenly Father, put that life there. And you don't have, in fact, you won't now. You're never going to die. Your body will. Your body's going to go back to dirt. But you are not. You're going to get a new body. You're going to get a body that won't have no pain, no aches. It'll be whole, clean. Think about that. But you're not going to die. So it's where do you want to spend eternity? In hell, in that lake of fire? Or do you want to spend it with the Lord Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father in his realm, his kingdom? Church, you better wake up. Mankind, wherever you might be, and whoever will hear this message, you better wake up. You better get right, and you better begin walking in God's kingdom while you are still here on this earth. And you better be in his word every day. That's why we are getting ready to have Bible study every evening. It's coming. Now what you'll do about it and do it, I don't know. That's up to everyone. They got to make their own choices. But God's letting them know what they have to do and need to do in order to make the right choice and to make heaven their home. He says here, for he says, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. But every one of us that are born again have been given a work. Are you doing it? Not many are. Not many are doing the work that God has for them to do. And everyone that is born again, that has salvation, has a work, has a job. Very few are doing it because of the things of this world out here. And that's not my word, that's his. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thy own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. He's wanting to glorify him as it was before he made this world. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Well, we know where that 12 is, don't we? That's who he's talking about. He's talking about those 12 disciples. He said, Father, you gave them to me, and I've kept them. And they have kept thy word. And we know, as I was telling you earlier, they died a martyr's death because they would not deny him or walk away from him. Nor the way they was to live. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. He's letting you and I know that what he was teaching here on this earth, what he's got recorded here, didn't come even strictly straight from him. It came to him from the Father, and then he shared it, which is what you and I are supposed to do, because if you are truly a child of the living God, you are walking as a brother to the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Think about that. And you have become a member of God's family. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. You see, there's been very little belief in this world. Here, especially in the last few years. They say, I believe, and they'll say, I'm saved. But they've been deceived, and they believe so much it was deception, and they truly believe they are saved, and they're just as lost as they can be. They'll step out of this life right over into hell. Oh, now you don't know where they're going to wait for the Lord to return to earth, whether they'll be in hell or not. Yeah, we do. Yeah, we know what's going to happen. We're told several times in God's word. Take Lazarus and the rich man. Lazarus believed in God. The rich man didn't. Lazarus died. Where'd he go? He went to heaven. He went into the bosom of Abraham, so to speak. The rich man died, and where'd he go? That's right, he went to hell. He stepped out of this life right straight into hell. Then he was begging just for the water that would be on one finger that would be dipped into water and put on his tongue. That's the kind of misery he was in. He was begging the Lord to let Lazarus come and dip his finger into water because he was burning up. And when he was told he couldn't do it, then he wanted, send Lazarus in to my brothers, so they don't come here. But he was told again, no, they have their pastors and their prophets. Let them believe them. This man said, no, they won't do that. But if one from the dead was returned, they would believe him. But he was told, no, there's a great chasm built that no one can cross going either way. We're warned. Now, 9, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. You see, we all belong to him. If you are his child, and if you're not, you better get that way. And you better make sure that everything is right and that you are standing right in his eyes. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep thou thine own name, those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. And you see, we're also told in his word that we are one with them. We are one with Jesus, and he is one with us. Because I am in him, and he is in me. The Holy Spirit. I walk in the Spirit of Almighty God, and he also is in me. He is the one that brings me the power of Almighty God to fulfill the work that God gives me to do, whatever that would be. We put too much of our own thoughts in our own ways, and we block the blessings of Almighty God. We block it. Especially the last month, God has taught me an awful lot. There was things I was weak in, and a few things I had never actually seen to realize. But he made a way. And he's still working with me. But he'll see me through. And whatever his will is for me, that's all right with me. He wants to keep me here on this earth and continue my work here. I'm here and I'm all for it. I'd like to have a few more years. But if he wants to bring me home, then that's fine too, because there'll be no more pain. There'll be no more sorrow. There'll be no more suffering. He'll wipe away all tears. Now, and now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father, keep thou thine own name, those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. That son of perdition. Who is the son of perdition? You see, this was something else I had always looked at. And in my thoughts, I was wrong. I thought that when he was talking about the son of perdition, that he was talking about Satan, because we know that Satan is the prince of this world, and we know that he's lost, and he's going to stay lost. He's going to wind up in that lake of fire, and I had taken it that way. But then he showed me. He said, no, that son of perdition, that was Judas. Now, how did you come up with that? I didn't. He did. He gave it to me. Because, you see, he says that he had kept them all. He's talking about those 12 disciples. He said, I've kept them all but one. What one did he lose? He lost Judas, didn't he? Because Judas was the one that betrayed him. And then went and hung himself. And he was the only one out of the 12 disciples lost. You see, that's what studying God's word will do for you. And that's why it is needed so greatly. And I am going to be opening up this church every evening for Bible study and prayer. For prayer service and Bible study. We're going to see healings and see things, miracles, and things going on that right now is hard for us to believe, sitting like we're sitting. But it's going to happen. Now, and now, 13, and now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. And the only way you and I can really walk fulfilled with joy is through the Lord Jesus Christ. I have given them thy word. Whose word? The Father's. This is Jesus speaking. He's given us the Father's word. And the world has hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. And you see, Jesus is letting us know he's not of this world, nor those that he had been keeping. They were not of this world either. And you and I are not to be of this world because we are heirs and joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. Our lives better begin to show who we are. There'll have to be a lot of changes then. And that's why I'm going to open this place for making God's house of prayer and his house of study of his word. I don't want nobody's blood on my hands. We all need to be in his word every day. And what better way to do it than to come together in one place, sharing with each other so we can all grow and all do the work that God asks of us to do. And that's why, and the stronger we get, the more of this world that's going to hate you and I. But you see, there again, we'll not be alone. He'll be with us. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that they shouldest keep them from the evil. And we know that God can keep us So we don't need to be afraid. Only be afraid of what God can do to us if we fail, if we falter, and if we will not do the work he calls us to do. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. He's letting us know we're not of this world. Sanctify them through the truth. Thy word is truth. Sanctify. Everybody know what sanctify really means? It means you're set apart. You're set apart from this world, and you are of the spiritual world, God's kingdom. That's why we can walk in it here on this earth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. He's letting you know that he is the one that sends us into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Through the truth. What is the truth? It's God's word. This word is truth. Every word is truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but them also which shall believe on me. You see, he's added you and I in there, right there. He added you and I into all of this, which shall believe on me through their word, this. Right here we're holding in our hand. You see, the word of God don't pull no punches. Now, neither pray I for these alone, but them, for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us. Remember me telling you at the beginning? That we walk in them and they walk in us. We are one with them. If we are truly a child of God. That's why we can do the work. As we were told in Matthew, that all that believe in me, these works I do, they can do. And greater than these will they do. Because I go to the Father. He went to the Father to send back the Holy Spirit to give us the power to do the very things that God is asking you and I to do. I in them and thou in me, that they may be made, now this can't happen. That's what all the churches will tell you. No such thing. I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and has loved them as thou hast loved me. There ain't no one perfect. That's what most of your churches will tell you, and most people will. There ain't nobody perfect, no, just Jesus was. The only way he's going to walk in me is for me to walk as he walks. And as he walked while he was here. This perfect that they talk about means complete. You have been and become complete in Jesus. In other words, you're doing as you're supposed to be doing. Now, Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. You see, he's asking the Father for all that believes in him. Oh, righteous Father, the world has not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. You see, there's no reason for you and I not to know the Lord Jesus Christ, not to know who the Father is. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Several times through this, we've been told that he's in us and we're in him, and that we're also in the Father, and the Father is also in us, and so is the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. How much more do we need? We don't, but so many don't have that. They don't have them living in them, because they will not take the time to spend with them that is needed. And that's why you are getting ready to see this church open every day. You can either come and be a part of it and get in on the Bible studies and the prayer and begin to walk with him, or you can make excuses and stay at home. That's everyone's choice. God gave you a choice. He ain't going to force you to do it. And I can't force you to do it. I can pray for you, and I can want, I can love you, and I can wish and want for you to be a part of everything. But I can't make you do it. That's something we all have to choose. But I will tell you this. Over this past year, the way I've grown and the way I've received things, what I'm telling you, I know for a fact. I know for a fact. It didn't come easy. And most of you that's here knows it, because you know of me. And you know I didn't keep nothing from none of you. Nor will I. And I'll not walk around no subject or no one, because I'm going to stand and do exactly what the Lord God asks of me to do. And if he tells me, now today, tonight when you have your Bible study, I've got something in there, and I want you to just walk all over James Taylor's toes. Well, he better come to church with steel toes on, because I'm going to be right there. And he tells me, you know, now he's also got another partner in there, and that's that Sister Millie. So you're going to get on her toes too. Then both of you, you better come in holding hands. And come in prayer. Just like that doctor. One I'd never met. Didn't know existed. Till he come into my room. He come in. Stooped down beside the bed. Just stooped down. A young doctor. And the Spirit spoke to me and told me, says, tell him that God's got another job for him. This man don't know me from Adam. And I looked at him, I told him, I said, Doc, before we get into anything else, I want you to know something. God just told me he's got another job for you. And about that time, the Spirit told me, he said, you can tell him that he knows it too. I looked at him and I told him, I said, and you know it. He looked at me and he said, yeah, I do. I told him, I said, well, then you better get busy. And he just looked at me like, you know, I was something from way elsewhere. How did he know about it? I didn't know him or nothing. Now, how did he know about it? And I told him then, I told him what it would be. I told him, I said, because he's going to add healing by the ministry to you. It won't be just medical healing. You're going to be having to do some spiritual healing. And he looked at me. And he had a case right then that couldn't be cured by medical. No, it wasn't me. But, yeah, I was one that all of our doctors, nurses, said you're going to have to wear that oxygen the rest of your life. I told them, I said, no. Good Lord been taking care of me a long time. And he'll continue taking care of me. How long he'll let me wear it, I don't know. But I know he'll take it away from me. All right. We're going to stop here. And hopefully, God willing, we'll pick up Thursday night. I do want to pass on this, like I said, by the first of the month, we will be having our Bible study every night. By the first of the month. I'll let everybody know when I start. The reason I can't give an exact date right now is the first evening I want to have refreshments. I'm going to give you something to use out there to invite more people here for that night. But I want to have refreshments that night. I'm going to try to have the choir memorial, that black choir that travels, they'll travel and go church to church. In fact, I'm planning on going down and seeing, not getting them sometime tomorrow. Get them for that night. And when you're inviting these people and talking to them, and I want you to call Kelly and his wife again. I know you don't want to. I know. But I want you to call again and talk to her mainly. But also let them know that all that hasn't seen a four-star general will see one that night. He'll be in a full dress uniform bringing the message. I prayed about that. The Lord told me, yeah. Anything to get them in to try out. James, let me close out. Father, be with each and everyone this night. Keep us all safe, Father. Keep us all in health. And bring us back together again, Father, Thursday night at 6 p.m. And Father, we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. All in Jesus' name. Amen.